Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the product from readorlisten.com, a subset of Developers Hangout, where we take a moment to read tech-related articles so that you can listen to them while you're working, driving, or exercising, what be it. All right, enjoy.
This is an article read and written by Lorna Jane Mitchell.
Git pull causes a merge. If you type git pull and expect a fast-forward update but get a merge instead, don't panic. This usually happens when we're collaborating on a branch with other people, we've made changes on our local version of a branch, and someone else, or the other you if you use Git to sync between multiple development platforms, has made changes to the remote version of a branch in the meantime. It also happens really frequently in teams where all the commits are to the master branch, which is another reason to have a decent branching strategy. All that's happened is something like this. If you look at the output of git log dash dash one line dash dash all dash dash graph dash dash decorate, you'll see the branch diverges. Since the last common commit, there are commits on your local branch and commits on the remote branch. You could just let the merge go ahead, but there are other options. You could also check out a new branch at this point, reset your tracking branch to the right place, and then reapply your changes using cherry pick or by rebasing that new branch, and then fast forward merging it. In fact, Git has an inbuilt command that does the last of those options, rebases your local branch against the remote branch. So in this case, if I'm working on a branch called branch 1, if I do git pull and git tries to merge, instead I can do git pull dash dash rebase. And voila, your changes look as if they just happened, crucially after the ones from the remote branch, and at this point you can safely push your changes up to the remote. Note that if you have a branch that should always defer to the upstream changes, the master branch on your fork of a project is a prime example, then you can configure that to always use dash dash rebase when you run git pull. To do so, set the config option for branch.master.rebase. So your config line would be git config dash dash local branch.master.rebase true. If you're seeing this scenario often, then this may indicate a confusing branching strategy, but hopefully this example shows you how you can quickly recover and get on with your work.